this time, we're just saying a greet to you on this special Mother's Day podcast series. Yes, we're back with our podcast series, and today I have a wonderful, great woman with me who is going to be sharing her own mother's journeys with us. Before we go into that, I just want to say to you all listening, those who are listening and will listen to this later, happy blast shine Mother's Day. Happy blast shine Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day in the UK, and we're celebrating all mothers and mothers to be. For those who are listening in on this podcast series for the first time, this is Mother's Journeys Reflections Initiative. You are on our platform today, and what we do here is we celebrate mothers. We celebrate all mothers and mothers to be. We celebrate motherhood, everything about motherhood. We celebrate all categories of mothers, because we find out that all mothers have peculiar journeys. We are all in our various peculiar journeys. We are all in our various stages of our mothers' journeys. And we encourage our mothers to shine brighter. We encourage them to embrace their journeys, to embrace themselves, and to share their journeys as much as you can, as you are led to share within the time frame you want to share it. But we realize that your very peculiar journey can be a blessing to another mother. And your journeys is a combination of your trials, your challenges, your successes, your failures, everything, all that you, your achievements, all the things about yourself, about you. Those things accumulate your journeys. And when you are able to share some of that, when somebody is able to listen to what you've been through and how you got through it, they can be encouraged in their own journeys. They can be encouraged by your testimonies, by how you dealt with a situation or a challenge. Mother's journey is just really trying to tell another, to tell a mom, to tell another mother or a mom-to-be that yes, you are in a journey, but there are many people, that many other mothers that have gone through this journey, and it will be great to hear their testimony, because as you hear it, you'll be blessed, you'll be impacted, you'll be lifted, you'll be influenced, you'll be encouraged to go through what you're going through, because you are not alone. You are not alone. And that's why our logo looks like that. We project a mom holding somebody. That means you can take somebody along in your journey by sharing your journey, by encouraging them that what is it you're going through? I've been through it, and this is how you can give them some advice, guides, whatever. But just encourage somebody. But most important thing is for you to celebrate yourself as a mom. So thank you so much for those who are listening in and will listen in to this later. Once again, welcome to Mother's Journeys and Reflection Platform. Today, I have my guest with me. I've got a great woman with me in the house, and her name is, well, I just want to address her straight away as Counselor Siju Adeoye is here with us in the house. She is the counselor for, I believe it's Chatham Central, Medway, Kent. She has a lot of other, biography. There's a lot about her, but I don't want to go into all that now. All I want to say is that she's a very great woman, multifaceted great woman, and she's also a mother. She's a mom. She's a great mom of two teenagers, and she's going to be sharing her mother's journeys with us. So please listen in, enjoy, be impacted, be encouraged by what you hear today, and we hope that you'll be blessed. We hope that you would take something away from this discussion that we're going from this conversation. So welcome again to our Mama's Conversation. So I'm going to be welcoming my guests. I will be bombarding her with questions, but I want us to just say a big welcome to Councillor Siju Ade. Councillor Siju Ade Adeoye, you are welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure, an honor, and a real privilege to be here this time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for accepting our invitation to come on Mother's Journeys and Reflections podcast series. I believe that the next time that we're going to be doing this, we'll do a live so everybody can see our faces. We'll do something live. But on this special Mother's Day occasion, we want to really reflect on, we want the focus to really be on mothers focusing on themselves, you know, because sometimes we focus on celebrating so many other people, but we don't focus on ourselves. So this year, we've just decided that we're going to do this podcast series, but at the same time, we're trying to tell mothers that take time out for yourself. It's a time to reflect. However you want to enjoy the Mother's Day, what we really want, what we want on this platform, what we're encouraging you to do on this platform, is take time out for yourself, reflect, give thanks, enjoy the moment in any way that you want to enjoy it. So thank you so much for being on this. First question I'm going to be asking you is, who was your mother influence while growing up? What lessons did you take away from them?
It can only be my one and only mother. Bless her heart and soul. She has been the consistent voice, consistent influence in my life up until this point, you know, as we speak. There's so many attributes to her that, you know, I've learned, I've borrowed, I've made it my own now, you know, about who she is, what she is, what she stands for, how she goes about doing her thing, you know, where she's coming from in her own journey to where she is now. You know, there's so many things that I glean from her. You know, one of them is her having a generous, big heart, you know. She's generous to a fault, you know. She will give and give anything to anybody regardless of who they are, regardless of where they're coming from, regardless of their background, regardless of the walk of life they're coming from. You know, she's non-judgmental, she accepts you for who you are, and I think I get that from her. And that has subsequently played out in my own life now, and I've subsequently used that in my day-to-day life in terms of the work that I do in the community. She has influenced me that way. She's a public speaker herself, you know. She's, you know, she's done community work, you know, before she retired. I borrowed all that from her. She's a very hard-working woman. In her, you know, in her heydays, you know, she had done 3 jobs, you know, three jobs in one day, you know, to be where she is today, standing tall. You know, she started from nothing, absolutely nothing, but she was determined. It's her spirit, her resilience, her go-getting energy, you know, that has really inspired me not to give up, even when I feel like giving up sometimes, you know, with some of the circumstances I face in my own personal life. I remember her. I remember when we were growing up. I remember her tenacity. I remember her strength. You know, and it just inspires me to forge ahead in my own life with my own children. So, you know, to go for gold, you know, at whatever cost, you know, just give it your best shot. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Quite a number of things that you brought out there. The fact that she's generous, giving heart, somebody who is an industrious mother, determined, resilience, and a go-getting energy. That is so wonderful. My mother's journey that stands out to you?
I just think it's her resilience, to be honest. And it cast my mind that when we, because I'm a second generation migrant, so it was my parents that actually came to this country, and brought their children with them to this country. And I remember when we came, we were literally homeless. It was a family of six. We were living from one bed of breakfast to the other. You know, she was determined that, you know, that will not be her story forever. You know, she as like I said, she worked three jobs, you know, three jobs, you know, supporting my dad. You know, my dad also had a job of his own. But he, you know, both of them worked as a team. So that was another valuable thing about them was, you know, while my dad was alive, they worked as a team to go and get what they need to get for themselves and for their family, you know. And I really, really admire that. I really, really appreciated that, that, you know, from being a homeless person, you know, at one point, you know, to being a homeowner and having a mortgage paid for, you know, as in you work so hard to pay off your mortgage, now you're living mortgage free. I mean, that is remarkable, that's admirable, you know. I and it's not as if they started early, they started pretty late much in life.
Wow.
But it was just her sheer grit that, you know, she's just gonna work hard, you know. It gives me the encouragement that, you know, she just, if you work hard enough, you know, keep going, you know, you can make ends meet for
your mother's peculiar journey. That's for your mom. Thank you for those great lessons that you shared with us. I'm going to go straight now into your own peculiar journeys. You are a great mom. I'll say you're a great mama because our mother's journeys are reflections. We refer to our mothers. We call them, we've got the signature system word. So we call them mamas. So you are a great mama. You're a great mama now. And we want you to please share with us. The lessons to other mothers, please, anything that, because I know that our mother's journey is very multifaceted. It has a lot of things, so there might be some specific aspect of it that you want to share. But how has been your mother's journey? What is it like? Please share with us. Thank you.
My mother's journey has been a peculiar one. Speaking of peculiarity, has been a peculiar one because like many other mothers, you know, many other mothers are blessed to enter into motherhood instantaneously without any hiccups, any issues, you know, they go for it and it happens good. But for many, I have a couple of friends, you know, that they are still waiting and expecting, you know, to enter into that journey. I had my own fair share of waiting and I had my own fair share of entering that motherhood with some, you know, turbulence, you know. I have two children today, one 16-year-old and one 14-year-old, and I've been blessed with them, you know. But back to birth, before I had the 16-year-old, you know, I had serious challenges, you know, entering into motherhood, from, you know, having stillbirth to infant death to miscarriages, the whole 9 years, I experienced that, and I actually never thought I could be a mother, you know, but I am today. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be a mother, to be a custodian, to be, you know, to be a custodian of the gifts given to me. It's a privilege for me to be blessed and to bring up these children, to bring them in the world and to bring them up to, you know, to fulfill their various, you know, their own various journey, you know, one to you know, one to the other, you know. So it's a blessing. So I encourage mothers waiting, you know, particularly mothers that are waiting, you know, it's not easy. I'm not even going to pretend that it was easy. I know my own challenges that I face. I know two challenges are the same, you know. So but you know, just keep looking after yourself is what I would say. Keep looking after yourself. Keep putting yourself first, you know, rest where you can rest, you know, and who knows what will happen, you know, but the most important thing is to look after yourself. And I knew how many people tried to make so many prescriptions for me.
Yes.
You know, and the more they tried to, the more they invalidated my feelings, my experience, and the hurts that I was going through at the time.
Wow.
So I'm careful and I'm sensitive enough not to make those tailor-made, you know, because what may have helped me may not necessarily help you, and you don't know what God is doing with you. And a lot of people even don't even believe in God to say that, well, you know, some people will argue, if there was God, why is this happening to me, and why was that happening to me? And for somebody like me, you know, where I had Bible shoved down my throat. A lot of people attributed that, you know, it must be curses, you name it, the reasons why I'm the way, you know, that people wanted to do deliverance service, you know, exorcism, you know, all kinds of things, diabolical things, you know, that in fact was damaging to mental health.
Yes.
You know, care is not taken. So I'm very careful and I'm very sensitive that I do not want to disrupt anybody's journey, because you know your journey.
Yes.
And you know your faith. But for me, my faith still kept me even when all those things were, I felt, was more of an attack than helpful advice. You know. Use the scripture, think affliction will not arise the second time. It arose the second time for me. Okay, but you know, and I still have to leave. I still have to pick up myself again. You know, even though you had told me affliction will not arise the second time, but it did. So that's where we really, 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 really have to be careful.
Yes.
With, you know, how we use, you know, some of this, encouragement, energy, encourage a person. But for me, I was thinking about my own journey, you know, in terms of, I knew that, you know, my diet wasn't very great, you know. If I should be more practical and more handy. You know, I never paid attention to my diet or what I put in my body, and I would eat anything and anything that I see. Even during pregnancy, you know, I didn't take care, you know, until I realized that, you know, whatever I put in my body is also what the child, you know, would also eat. And also, there were also stressors. There were, you know, stressful factors surrounding me at the time, you know. So the other part is, you know, when you have a child coming on the way, avoid stress, avoid family drama, avoid family feud. It just does not, it's not very helpful. You know, so, you know, for some people that might not be their case, but for me it was heavily
part of the journey.
Yes, very toxic environment, you know, that I had to, you know, fight my way through, fight my way out. But I want to come back to the diet part of things, that, you know, things like pregnant care, you know, there's vitamins in a pregnant care. I didn't know about it. Nobody tells you. I just thought you become pregnant and you, you know, the right thing. But they comes out. You know, I didn't know that you have to take care of yourself. You know, and I was working, I was a commuter in London. I was working in London, I was working in central London. I leave my house 7 o'clock, I don't come back 7 p.m. in the night. I'm always running and rushing for the train so that I'm not late for work. All that, you know, there were so many stresses and so many factors. Had it been that I had a good diet, perhaps, maybe that would have helped. I don't know. But for the mothers listening to me, you know, there are those, you know, vital vitamins, that supplements that you could be taking right from before you are pregnant, when you're pregnant, even post-pregnancy, during breastfeeding, because it can help with postnatal, you know, things that is associated with, you know, postnatal depression and stuff like that. You know, having that, you know, right supplements or, you know, nutrition to support you throughout your pregnancy, I think it's vital, it's important. For any other thing, I would just leave it at your own discretion.
Thank you so much to see
what works for you and go with flow with what works for you.
Thank you so much for that. And I want to actually add a little bit to what you said, that this pregnant, you know, for pregnant moms, for moms generally, this is a great lesson, and this is a great tip that you've given to us, that we need to really take care of us, because a lot of times moms, we are multitasking, we're doing so many things, we are running for the train, and we don't have time to take care of ourselves.
We are busy taking care of everybody
else
and not take care of ourselves. It's simple things like taking the time out to do your nails, you know. You don't get to do your hair, you don't get to look after your skin. There was a time that I had serious breakout. I'm not talking about facial, I'm talking about body breakout, you know, and all that was associated with stress, and I didn't even realize that it was because I was not taking care of myself. Until I started putting the nutrition back into my body. Actively, you know, people say you glow now. Yes, I'm glowing now because I'm finally taking care of all those times you saw me, I didn't take care of myself. I don't even moisturize.
I love this. You know, I love this conversation.
I come out and off I go. You know, I neglected, you know, my body for a very long time. And I thought, what is this? You know, now, you know, exfoliate, scrub, you know, nourishing, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, you know, you name it, you know, I'm pumping all my body, showering my body with lots of goodness, you know.
Yes, I love that. We love to take care of yourself. With lots of goodness.
With lots of goodness. Yes. What you eat as well, you know, if you're not looking to be pregnant, there's also well woman, you know, you can be taking well woman on a regular basis. I don't deal with my vitamin C, I don't deal with my zinc, you know, those are essential. And as you're going older, as you're approaching the, you know, the big 5-0, you really need to, you know, even as you're young, that you're vibrant in your 20s, that's even a great time. Most women go to the gym, you know, take a walk, you know, engage in physical activity, you know, every single day. Those are things that mothers, you know, there isn't time, but we have to make that time for ourselves.
Yes.
Get your hair done, get your nails done, get your lashes done, if you're a lashes wearer. For your brows, do the waxing.
Yes.
You know, and it's not, it shouldn't be once in a year.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the salon will be busy this weekend.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it will be very busy. I am very, very sure, because mothers will be like, oh, it's...
Busy, busy, busy. Yes.
It's Mother's Day. Yes. And it shouldn't, you know, the thing about it is that it shouldn't just be because it's, I love what you said, because it shouldn't be that it's just because it's Mother's, you know, Mother's Day. And of course, there will be more people, you know, going into all the salons and all that. But generally, we just have to find time. You just have to find the time. And what you're saying is very peculiar. This is a very peculiar, similar journey to all mothers. I'm saying it because those who are listening and will listen will understand what we're talking about, because they'll be able to, like, it will strike a chord with them now. What Councillor Situade has said today is very vital, it's very important, and it strikes them. They would say to themselves, this is me, this is just me. And, you know, I need to take time out to take care of myself, so, because we are so busy.
On your head for six weeks.
We... I'm just shuffling the scarves of the wigs on. Underneath, and they need to. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yes. Take it off at night, and we will be seeing all sorts of another family living underneath there, that kind of thing. But yes. I think we, essentially just, need to, I just think eat your edges away as well, I think look after your edges, you won't get an opportunity to grow back those edges again, things that will pull, things that will damage, I think we physically batter, and I'll call it self-harming sometimes. I think we self-harm ourselves to a certain extent.
With a lot of the things that we do to all this, our hair.
That we inflict on ourselves. And if you look at it that way, maybe, that will, care us and, jumpstart us. I need to start taking care of me.
Yes.
For a change. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Yeah. Ask the next question. But what aspect of motherhood would you say you cherish and love?
I enjoyed being a mother. I enjoyed impacting my children. I enjoy finding out what their passions are all about.
Wow.
And really being the biggest and greatest cheerleader. Nobody can outdo me in being the cheerleader for my children. You cannot outdo me on that. For me to really, and I think I enjoy seeing them in the various endeavors. My first child, he's into football, he's with a club, been signed to a club playing football, and he's doing wonderful in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I have another child still in secondary school, but has so many skills up her sleeves, she's a great makeup artist. Every makeup that you see that I wear.
Life will definitely come, but definitely stay involved. So I wanted to bring that.
Being an above person, because
yes,
we've got to remember that the children we are raising now,
yes,
they were, in the context that we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And to try and, show that their throat,
yes,
that they had more, is to be able to grow up. I think that's injustice to them.
Mm.
And to be like they're about to discover. And sometimes it can impact them much more than we actually anticipated for. So it's also about being emotionally present, as you already mentioned, that we've discussed already in the previous conversation that we had.
Yes.
That we have to be emotionally involved, emotionally connected, emotionally present in our children's life. Because it is them that we know what they're going through. Because believe it or not, they do have their own challenges. You may argue and say that what they do is it. You have to adjust in the way in which you speak to them, in which, because at different stages, there's something called Erickson stage development in child development.
Mm-hmm.
that at each stage of a child, child, there's different expectation and the way the child is wired and in which a parent has to adjust. And if you don't do that, you end up being an authoritarian parent rather than an authoritative parent. Person. And then you now find out that you're now losing the child and you're wondering what went wrong, you know, and how is this happening, you know, and then you'll be running head to skater for people to start coming in and intervening and looking for all kinds of intervention, where in fact you could have fixed that by yourself all this time if you were, if you had a more a flexible approach, if you had a more listening approach. I'm not even talking about listening, but also active listening to your children. And we talked about helping them make sense of their world, because they've been brought into this world, they are bombarded with all sorts, and they don't even know which way to go. But you can only do that as a critical friend, you know, coming alongside them. Sometimes you have to drop the hat of a parent and come as a critical friend, you know, coming alongside them, you know. And sometimes you have to be the one friend as well, not just critical, but the one friend. The one friend that will give the hugs, the friend that will give the kisses, the friend that will give that strength to cure up that it's okay, it's going to be okay, you got this, you can do this, you know. And sometimes they need to hear that, not be shouting all the time, you know, I've been a young mom, you know, you have to wash the dishes, you have to tidy up your room, you know, that kind of thing. Sometimes, you know, so it's about gauging the temperature. But if you're not present, you can never gauge the temperature of what they're feeling and how they're feeling. And, you know, many will argue, but you're spoiling the child, you're spoiling the child, you know. Okay. Okay, it's just on the road, it's just on the stairs, and see where it goes down, you know. So it's about finding the balance, you know, striking the balance, you know, and really listening to the emotional needs, you know. And talking helps when you have those conversations, especially the uncomfortable conversations,
you know,
don't be intimidated by it, you know, learn those uncomfortable conversations to help with you.